So I invite you to close your eyes so that you can take a moment to disconnect from a 3D reality and tune in to a different reality that uses other senses than your eyes and your brain processing what you see like a computer. With your eyes closed, you can start to process what is happening within your body with a different system than just the brain. What is your intuition telling you in this moment? How is your body responding in this moment? How is your body feeling in this moment? Is there a deeper connection that you are able to feel, sense, or imagine with the energy of the earth? Because we are made from carbon atoms that come from the earth. And we are also made from elements from the stars. We are both terrestrial and celestial at the same time. And what does that mean if you are terrestrial and celestial at the same time? Does that mean you can exist everywhere and nowhere at the same time? Does it mean that you can be sitting here with loving thoughts and also on the other side of the planet? Perhaps sitting with those who are in this moment contemplating these exact questions. And if we are in this shared experience, is there any experience that we wish to amplify? And what would that amplification be? Perhaps it's one of peace. Perhaps it's one of joy. Perhaps it's one of laughter, of happiness, of gratitude. Or perhaps one of radiating love. And in that radiating of love, we are connecting with the Creator, who laughs when you laugh, who smiles when you smile. Because perhaps you are finally understanding just how magnificent you are.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The air seems to be thick with poignancy, an attitude perhaps of surprise that what is happening on the planet at the moment is what I told you, May. It's taken a form that so many didn't expect. And yet it's the form of dark energy. I told you so many times that the entire purpose of my arrival here was not to represent some entity who had lived here, but to be that of a guide. 1989, my partner sat in the chair, and I filled him with something he didn't expect. Something that showed him there was a cause and effect relationship to him asking and receiving and sitting in that chair, because he had given intent and permission for me. And I represent that which is the love of God. And that is in every single human being. I'm not apart from you. Instead, I may be the voice of you. hard to describe, difficult to understand, and that's not what I told him. When I started communicating, I gave him the information for the first book of Cryon, titled The End Times. It was a frightening title for many who continued to expect some Armageddon, some World War III, because it was predicted by those who wrote your scriptures, the recent ones. And then I told him, there will be no Armageddon. 89, that was very difficult for many to see because it was so expected. By 1993, the book was published, and it's the first time you got to see, perhaps, a truth that is now in front of you. That there was no expected world war. Instead, there was a shift of consciousness that is bigger than you think, caused by elements that are outside of what you know, and are starting to change the way people think. Not old souls. Old souls are the match lighters, the lighthouses. The light is doing it. The old souls are helping to spread it. Compassion is contagious. Laughter, you know, is contagious. Joy is contagious. And all of these things lead to a more mature feeling. Have you ever been in a situation, perhaps it was ugly, and then suddenly there was a release, and someone then told a joke, and suddenly you were hugging each other? What happened in those moments? Would you call it emotional release, or was there something more? The answer is there was a lot more. In that little vignette of human nature, you get to see what's happening on the planet. Light is contagious. Kindness is contagious. Clear thinking about what you want is now available for the first time on a universal scale, where it was not 20 years ago. Countries, instantly. The citizens, instantly. Talking to one another, between themselves and not through the avenues of officialdom, has made the difference. There was the story I've given you so many times of the dark room and the matches lit. When the match was lighted, suddenly those who used to fear each other could now see one another. And the fear was broken because they saw they were the same, and their families wanted the same thing, and their children wanted the same thing. And what happened next was classic. They joined together to start trading. They joined together for the same things and stopped killing one another. That is the metaphor for this planet in the last 70 years. But then came the shift, and I told you it would. That book of 1983 said many things were possible. I talked about the changing of the magnetic grid and why. That will be presented by my partner today in these classes. But more than that, an energy shift for the planet that you had never seen before. What would really take place? And the answer is objection from the darkness. They don't want to change. This has been the way it is forever on this planet. An old energy that fed corruption. An old energy which allowed inappropriate behavior. An old energy that made its living this way. Do you see how interruptive light would be to a dark engine? And it is. Did you ever expect the world to come together in a consensus as it has at this moment against something as common as conflict? This has been the way of it, and yet suddenly it's not acceptable. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? This is what I told you. In both avenues, light and dark, it's what I told you. That there would be objection to that which is kind and compassionate and logical for the earth. And it would come from those who are invested in darkness. And that is what you're seeing now. And I will tell you this, dear ones, it's not over. The dark is that way it always has been. The dark is not evil. It's simply unaware consciousness. Did you get that part? There's no devil that is here playing a part in any of this. It's all humans, with free choice. But in the past, and there have been so many examples, there is a way to war, and suddenly there isn't. That has to strike you not only as unusual, but hopeful. What if this planet does not want this ever again in any form? What if historians might look at this, and in the history books there would be the title, The Last War? What if? Would that give you chills to see where you are right now? That is a potential. There are also other potentials, depending upon what happens next in free choice. But I'll tell you this, we've seen this before. You're not the first planet to go into this, which is a shift. You're not the first one to have battled the dark consciousness that has been with you for eons. Think of how this might look to those invested in the dark. It might look like a flash in the pan, as you say, well, we won't let that happen, we'll stop it now with the ways we always have stopped it. And yet suddenly, it doesn't stop. Instead, there's a pushback, unexpected, of clarity, of kindness, compassion, and light. And here's what I want you to see yet again. It has not been created by a group of light workers. You carry the match. You are the match carriers, the light carriers. You're the ones who have been at the ground floor, if you say, of creation of this. But, dear ones, this has been done by billions of people who don't know you, who don't know what we're talking about today, because it's becoming more common. And we told you it would be, and it could be. They call it a game changer, as though this were all a game between light and dark. It's more than that. There are two sides to this, actionable sides for you. One is this, that as you see fellow humans going through sorrow and trouble and pain, that you would send them the highest compassion you could. You would get them into your mind and visualize peace for them so that they don't have to go through all of these things continually, hungry, losing sleep, having lost those they loved. There's nothing more horrible, and it's here. And you can do something, light worker, and we've said this before, collectively, individually, and often. We made a plea, and that was very, very recently, in a channel that was recorded and published, that said this, light worker, are you comfortable? You're not hungry, and you have this light engine that can help those across the planet who are in trouble and not comfortable and not able to be where you are today. And the plea was this. When you sit on the bed tonight, before you swing your legs around, and your feet are grounded, I want you to take just a few moments and send compassion through that connection that absolutely exists, that many call the field, which is universal consciousness, that will get to them because it does, from a light worker, a mature one who's been on this planet for a while, whose purpose and intent is to communicate for those in trouble. And if enough of you do that on a regular basis, you're helping so many. What does it take of your energy, comfortable one, to do that? In the morning, when you swing your legs around and your feet hit the floor, again, just a moment, before you start the day, there's a moment of peace. And you will then send again what you have, peace, kindness, compassion, oh, and love. Some of the strongest energies, not emotions, but energies that can and do exist. Remember, you're made in His image. This is the phrase your scriptures have used. Although it is gender specific and not correct, it still tells you a lot. Made in His image. What is the image of God? Can you say it with me? It's love. You were made in love, created in love. That is the primary energy that you came in with. Now take that and use it twice a day. If all of you simply did that twice a day in all of your time zones, if those listening to this who are comfortable, who consider themselves light workers, would do this and are listening to this, what a difference. Tens of thousands may hear this message, this plea, who are comfortable, who are not hungry, and can take that persona and put it into the field for those who need it. They're just like you. Families just like yours, trying to live their lives just like you. Children look just like yours. It's time for humans to join with humans and make an agreement. Not just peace, but caring. Caring. It's not that far away. 20 years ago, if I had told you this, 30 years ago, you'd have said, it's a nice thought. I wonder if it'll ever happen. And now you stand on the cusp of it becoming manifest, a reality. Two steps forward, one step back, you're looking at the step back. It could happen again in a different way. The dark does not go away quickly. It's too much to lose. You can do whatever you want to in sanctions, dear one, but there's nothing like love and caring to convince other human beings who want just what you want all over the world. This is the plea that I make at a time I predicted was coming. All of these things I give you in love, but I tell you this, you're on the track that we saw when I arrived in 1989 and began the journey with my partner, basically for this day. The reason I'm here, and the time remaining that I'm here, is all to guide you through a change in humanity that no one expected. Congratulations, that's the second avenue. Laugh, celebrate, cheer. That also goes into the field. It is also felt by those who are having a hard time laughing at all. All of the things that you generate, which are joyful, compassionate, and kind, go into the field, and they go to where they are needed. You don't have to even target it. That's the way this collective consciousness works. It goes to the places that hear it. It's a multi-dimensionality, difficult to understand, that knows who you are, what you're doing, and where it should be. An amazing energy, seemingly intelligent. That's the intelligence, you might say, of universal consciousness, of love. Knows perhaps even before you begin, expects you to make a shift and a change in what's going on. I am Kryon, very much in love with humanity. I am aware of each of your lives. I celebrate who is listening later. And I relax, if you can say that. I relax in the knowledge of your maturity, of what you're going to do next, and that light will win. And so it is.